Hey, welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer, one of the podcasts that we put out every week on Sunday morning with the aim of fixing our attention and our hearts and our minds upon the Lord before we gather as the people of God. And so this morning, we're going to open God's Word. We're going to read from Luke chapter 4. And we're going to pray together, all with the aim of fixing our heart and our attention upon Jesus this morning. Luke 4, if you're following with us in our Bible reading plan as a church, you should have read this passage in this past week. It says this in verse 1 and 2, though. Then Jesus left the Jordan full of the Holy Spirit and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. And when I think about this text, this is such an interesting passage when we think about Jesus. And it's such a great reminder, I think, for us that Jesus, yes, was fully God. But this passage reminds us of his humanity as well, that he was also fully man. He experienced and struggled with the exact same things that you and I are struggling with today. And I think that provides incredible comfort knowing that Christ Jesus experienced what you and I experience. One of the first things that I notice in this text is that the Holy Spirit is the one that led Jesus into the wilderness. And I think the symbolism here between this text, Jesus being led into the wilderness for 40 days, and the people of Israel being in the wilderness for 40 years, the symbolism of those two circumstances is really cool to unpack and see. In both circumstances, the wilderness was used to test, to refine, to spiritually prepare. And we see that in both of these circumstances. And notice in this text here in Luke 4 that it says that Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit when he entered the wilderness. So even in his spirit-filled state, he experienced hunger. He experienced weakness. He was tempted. And this, I think, for you and I is incredibly comforting. And it tells us that being close to God does not exempt us or remove us from trials, but rather being filled with the Holy Spirit equips us to overcome them. I know for me, the enemy often attacks when I'm vulnerable, hoping to lead me astray or to capture my attention and fix it upon something else. But Jesus in this text shows us that no matter how weak we are or how physically or spiritually tired we may feel, we can stand firm on the Word of God. And we see that later in this chapter. We see Satan tempting Jesus three specific times, each trying to get him to act outside of God's will. And each time he responds by quoting scripture. He relied upon the truth of God's word. So we also can rely on the word of God. And when temptation comes, and it will, or maybe it's doubt, or maybe it's worldly difficulties that we're experiencing, or maybe it's comparison, whatever it might be, the best weapon that we have as followers of Christ is scripture. And so maybe this morning you might feel spiritually dry. Maybe you feel distant from the Lord. Maybe you're going through some specific or intense trials that are really challenging. I want to encourage you to rely on, to lean into the Word of God. And maybe this is an opportunity that God is using to strengthen you, to equip you, to prepare you, as difficult and hard as it might be. And we also know that the same Spirit that led Jesus through the desert is the same Spirit that lives in you and me as redeemed people. And that is good news. That should stir in our hearts an attitude of gratitude that should cause us to want to worship the Lord wholeheartedly. And so this morning, as we're making our way to church, can we enter into the auditorium this morning with incredible thankfulness and gratitude that He prepares us, that He shapes us, that He never leaves us or fails us. And would our adoration and would our praise reflect that gratitude? Can I pray for us this morning? Lord, thank You for Your word. God, we thank You that we can rely on it, that we can lean on it, that we find truth and comfort in Your word, that is one of our greatest weapons in the face of temptation and trials. And so, Lord, would we just be reminded of Your character this morning once again? Would we be filled with immense gratitude for all that You have done for us, the ways that You are leading us and guiding us and shaping us and preparing us, even in the midst of what might feel uncomfortable or might hurt or might really be challenging. Lord, we look to You, we lean on You, and we rely on You. And so, Lord, would You be glorified this morning as we gather as the people of God? Receive the glory and honor that Your name is due as we gather and make much of Your holy name together. We pray this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.